Hallelujah. I just want to say that probably the closest thing that we need to be is to each other, is encouragement, is getting a hold of what God is saying for you, for me, and working in those realms. So that's a very intimate place. Sometimes we're wanting intimacy with the Lord, but then we're not intimate with our brothers and sisters. And I'm talking about an intimacy that comes from being obedient to the Word of God. Because when we're obedient to what He says, things begin to change in our life. And from the very, very beginning of my Christian walk, when I was obedient to the Lord, and that doesn't mean that I was perfect, far from that. But any time that I took a step of obedience, He was there to crown me with a gift so that I could get out of the mess that I was in. Amen? And that's so good. I know that Frank shared last week, and it was sounded like a powerful move of God. Hallelujah. And we appreciate that, Frank, and sharing your testimony. That testimony is so powerful to what's going on in the earth today. He's giving us new life. Amen? And He's actually giving us new hearts. Because the ones that we have to trade in our hearts every once in a while and say, I'm going to update this thing here. And I don't advise the way Frank went through it, but he's through it, and he can talk about it. It's a great testimony of what God is doing. Amen? Great opportunity in Panama. Darla, hugs and kisses from Betsy. And we're not knowing if she's going to, you never know about Betsy. She could show up and start praying for snow, and we could have a blizzard and different things like that. That's what our Panama gang does. But it was a great move among the women. Again, motherhood in Panama. Again, I really believe that that is where God really wants to start with His love, His concern, because there's nothing better than a mother's love for the children. Amen. And we've seen it once again, the love of God for the children of Panama, for the sons and daughters. And it does start with that motherhood. So I once again give so much credit to the mothers in the house here. You're incredible. And of course, the enemy, he hates anything to do with success. And so if you're under attack in any way, shape, or form, it's just him trying to take away something that God is trying to give you. And that's why we've been talking about the gifts. It's not by works of righteousness. It's not even anything we can do. It's just through obedience to say, I receive from you, God, what you have for me. And when we receive that, what happens? Our life changes. And from the very beginning of my Christian walk, my life changed each time I said, God, could you change this? And it was like he was there with the gift. He said, I can, son. I can, daughter. Whether it be in a marriage relationship, whether it be in your own personal life, God's so personal that he'll come and he'll work these things out in our lives. Amen? And it's the gift that he gives us. You know, you think about Jesus. He was a great gift. Without him, we couldn't do anything. But with him, we have all power, all authority to walk in the goodness of God through obedience, saying, God, I'll receive that. And, you know, sometimes we try to work things out. It's not about you working things out. It's about the gift of God that he places in your life. Amen? In 1 Peter 4:10, it says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. Faithful administration, God's grace in its various forms. You know, God comes with so many different areas. You think, well, I think I'm going to study this and I'm going to study that. But God knows you and he knows every area of your life. And he has a gift for every area of your life. He knows right where you're at. And if you're battling something, God knows your battle. And if you're triumphing in something, God knows your triumph. So God knows everything, and he is there ready to step in as the giver of a gift to you so that you can make it through. If it's a trial, God will give you a gift to get through the trial. Amen? And so it's total submission or obedience to what God wants to give you, because God is a good God, and he gives good gifts. Amen? And so it's important that you know who you are. Amen. Right? I mean, if you don't know who you are, I am a child of God. Okay? Amen. And he loves you like a father or a mother, and he will never leave you. He will never forsake you because he's a family man. He really is. And he sees beauty in every part that he's placed on the earth. And you're a beautiful, beautiful person in Christ. Amen? Amen. And that's not easy for us to take in because we wanna be the judge of everything. Well, God didn't call me to be the judge of you. He can judge you really good. He knows where you're at. I don't know where you're at all the time, but I know he does. And if you call upon the name of the Lord, he will come there and he will begin to minister what you need. And it might take a week or two, but if you've been in it for 2 years or 3 years, I was in it for 26 years. God come down and he began to do a mighty work. And thousands of miracles happened in my first year of Christianity. And you know, it was just him. It was just him doing a great work. Amen. Each, it tells us each one should use whatever gift he has. You know, we've been talking about this for quite a length of time, that a prophetic word is a gift to you so that you can hear the word that God has for you, and that's a gift so that you can go on into greater places of the anointing where God wants to use you. Amen? So that includes us. Each includes us, understanding that God intends to use you. Look at the person next to you and said, God wants to use you. Hallelujah. I like that. I want to be used of God. I really do. So use whatever gift he has received. Seek to increase in those areas where God has obviously called and gifted you. Don't copy someone else. Amen? You don't have to copy someone else. God has a place exactly for you, and he knows that place, and he's going to anoint you in that place. Amen? It tells us in 2 Timothy 1:6, it says, for this reason I remind you to fan into flames the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on of hands. How do we do it? Through the laying on of what? Hands. Okay, so when we lay hands on people, things are stirred up on the inside of us. Amen? When the hands are laid on you, something happens. It says, fan the fire, fan the flames. Amen? And sometimes it's smoldering, but you blow on those little coals sometimes, and if they have the material to just all of a sudden just blow up into a flame. And then it starts the consuming fire. God wants to consume us in every area of our life. He doesn't want you lacking in any area. Do you believe that? I mean, that's the gifts of God. The one gift, I was in Panama, and this one little girl, she said, I have the gift of, miracles. Yes, I'm sorry. I was her husband had the gift of healing. But this little girl, okay, I come and I said, all right, I need miracles. And she said, okay, so she thought I was going to lay hands on her to get the miracles. But I said, no, you're the girl that has the miracle gift, and I need miracles. So I gave her two areas of my life that I needed miracles. Well, she was just so, well, you're supposed to pray for me, Pastor. No, you're supposed to pray for me because you have the gift of miracles. And she laid hands on me, and I could just feel the power of God and the gift of miracles happening because that young lady was obedient to her calling. And her husband had the ministry of healing. So here we are. Of course, prophecies always, everyone wants a prophecy. Sometimes they get it. It's kind of like a dog chasing a car. They get it, and after they find it, they catch the car. What do you do with it? Hallelujah. But you know what? Prophecy is a great, great gift. But prophecy certainly isn't. I mean, sometimes you need a miracle. Sometimes you need a healing. Sometimes you need mercy in your life. Other times you need the character God to walk right alongside you and say, I'm going to walk like this. And he does that. Amen? And so we look at the giftings that, so fanning the area, stirring up the gifts of God. In 1 Timothy 4:14, it says, do not neglect your gift. Okay, so you're going to have to find your gift so you don't neglect it. And if you don't know your gift, that's neglecting your gift, wouldn't it be? Okay, so God said, stir up your gifts by the laying on of hands. And so today, I really believe that God wants us to lay hands on each other and stir up the gifts that God has for us. Maybe you don't even know that you're a gifted person in an area, but God's going to show you today by stirring up the gifts. Amen? Hallelujah. I love that. I believe that every sincere Christian will want to increase in his or her God-given spiritual gifts. That is normal, and it is biblical. Seek those things that exalt and excel you into the next level. Amen? It doesn't say, well, I don't know if I should do that. That might look like pride. No, God wants you to seek spiritual gifts. He wants you to find the gifts that he has for you. That's why he said, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. You see, he's wanting you to discover what he has for you. Amen. Amen? And you're so important to the body of Christ. Each person is so important to the body of Christ. And maybe sometimes it's difficult to find where you fit. But that's probably the challenge of the body of Christ and maybe personally to fivefold ministry understanding. Where does everyone fit? I found out that that girl had the power of the ministry of miracles. I want miracles. And I run up there. I desired a miracle. When you desire a miracle, you go up for the miracle. Amen? I like Toe when we announced that we're going to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He run up here, and he didn't know what he was going to get, but he wanted the gift. Amen. We're supposed to desire, we're supposed to be passionate about the gift that God wants to give us. Amen? Hallelujah. And so I believe that Christians are supposed to seriously seek after the gifts of God. Okay? You remember the character of God? Really, if you looked at the fruit of the Spirit and all those nine spiritual gifts, after it was all done, perfected, that's God. That's Jesus Christ. You take every, that's one fruit, those nine fruits, but it's one fruit that you walk like God now. Because you know who you are. I'm a child of God. Who am I going to have as an example? God. And so all those gifts are, all those fruits are God after it's all said and done. And I'm getting more like God. So, wow, that sounds arrogant. Well, he said that you should desire gifts and these nine spiritual fruits. I desire them because that's God. And when we start desiring, God's going to give you it. I mean, you say, man, I want that. I want long suffering. I want gentleness. I want goodness. I want to love. Love is the strongest gift that you could get. Because love, when you love something, you'll do anything to save it. You'll do anything to help it. You love, God loves us. And God said that he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son. Do you know how much God loves us? Amen. He gave it all. And you know what? It just didn't happen 2,000 years ago. Today, this second, God loves you like he loved you 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross. The Holy Spirit is saying, I love you, son. I love you, daughter. And I'm going to guide you, and I'm going to lead you, and I'm going to show, oh, well, I'm all messed up. Hey, that's a good place to be because then God can give you a gift to get you out of where you're at. Amen? If you think you're somewhere in God, if you think that you've obtained something, Paul said it like this. He had obtained to be a Pharisee of Pharisee, but he considered it all a pile of crap. You know, that I don't know what translation that is, but you get the point. You know, he considered all of that because he was discovering in the third heaven sometimes. I don't know where the third heaven is, but it must be pretty wild. In places where it was unspeakable to speak, God brought him there and showed him things unspeakable. Wow. You know, I mean, you have to realize that God created, you know, he created all of creation. He created the universe. You remember about the sun? He's sending the rays of the sun at 186,000 miles per second to get it to you in 500 seconds. Don't you think that the gifts of God are so far away that he can't send it at the speed of light to get to your situation, to get to your problem, to get to your understanding? If you're needing a healing, God's ready to send it so fast, so quick. But we as the body of Christ has to just say, I believe it. I receive it. I'm walking in it. I am a child of God. I am a man of God. I am a woman of God. I am something important to the body of Christ, each one of you. And when you do that, that's obedience. You know what strange fire is? Aaron had four sons. And you can read this in Leviticus, but he had four sons. And the two sons, they did their own thing. They were priests. And they did their own thing, and it said that they created wildfire. And the wildfire literally burnt them up. The fire got them. But there was two other sons that were obedient to Aaron and to the move of God, and the blessings of God and the goodness of God came upon them. The difference was obedience. I do what my Father tells me to do. That's why Jesus said, I don't do my own thing. I mean, Jesus is the Son of God. He said, I do what my Father tells me to do. That's strict obedience to the voice of the Father. And he's speaking to us today. And it's so good. You know, so you think about this, how important it is and how easy it is, but how difficult it is because we want to do it ourselves. We want to feel good about ourselves. And you never feel good after you get it all done. I love Frank's testimony. He got to the place, to the end of it all. And his heart, it's going to beat or it's not going to beat. And God got him to that place. And he started just switching everything in his life. Thankfulness and the goodness of God and the greatness of God. You know what? When he gets you there, he's got you in a good place. Amen. Hallelujah. When you gave it all up, praise the Lord. So spiritual gifts such as the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gift of healing, the workings of miracles, that's what I experienced, prophecy, discerning of spirits, different kinds of tongues, the interpretation of tongues. Now we talked about the cross of that with the fruit of the Spirit, but then we look over in Romans 12:6, there's prophecy. There's serving. It's a gift. When you're a servant in the house of the Lord, that's a gift given to you by God. You say, oh, I'm just working. No, you're not. You have a gift from God to do the work of the ministry, whatever it may be. Serving, teaching, encouraging. How many people have the gift of encouragement? Okay. And I recognize that gift in this place right now. And when people need encouragement, get a hold of that gift of encouragement. And maybe that's your gift, and you say, well, gee, I never thought it was a gift. Ask God for the good gifts of God and be obedient to say, I'm going to encourage that brother. I'm going to encourage that sister. The Bible even tells us all to encourage one another daily. Boy, I can repent a lot. You know, and there's all sorts of times you can turn from and turn to something else. Repentance only means that you're turning from to turn to something else. Obedience. You turn to obedience. I will not be that way anymore. I'm going to encourage that brother or sister daily. Not judge them. How many times do you get into a situation you judge them? Come on. Every time. Oh, yeah, well, they didn't do this. They didn't do that. Well, that's judging them. Well, yeah, it is, but, you know, I have to discern things. No, you don't. You encourage them. You take them to the next level. I encourage the mothers in this house. I encourage the women that are pregnant that, guess what? God placed that seed in you. And it's going to be a gift from God to break out. And there are arrows in the bow of God to shoot into the next generation the power of God. Amen? I mean, we got miracles all over here, sitting in the areas. We got miracle working power of the gifts of God. You feel it? Okay, and so this is really kind of getting right down. The working of miracles, discerning of spirit. Okay, contributing to the needs of others. So if you give or help someone, leadership, showing mercy. Showing mercy is a gift from God. I love it. Hallelujah. That Romans 12, reading through that, it is so powerful. So powerful. And then so we see spiritual gifts also, the gifts of the fivefold ministry. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Okay, so, and it's always an S. And I want you to remember this, and this is good governmental understanding, that God never chose one to be pastor. He said pastors, apostles, teachers, evangelists. So that's what stirs up the body of Christ. They're gifts. We pray for them. And so when they come in, they stir us up. There's prophets. This next month, there's prophets coming in. There's apostles coming in. Things are going on. They're going to stir us up. And because the gifts, and change my life, Jesus. Change my life in this next season of time. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's many, many gifts. Today, I believe that the Lord wants to encourage us to increase in these spiritual gifts and ministries and to show us how to do it. All right. So in thought right now, you're thinking maybe, but if your mind is in a neutral position, that is a very dangerous place for your mind to be. Okay? You know, Christianity isn't a neutral place. It is a fanning the fire, the flame of revival in your own personal life. So you don't want to be neutral. You get up, well, I don't really know what to think or what to do. God has more. Don't have your mind in that neutral place. Avoid it. Become assertive in the move of God. Position yourself in aggressiveness. Have you ever thought yourself to be aggressive? Right now when you're sitting here, you believe you're aggressive? Well, that's what he's wanting. What are we going to do? We're going to be aggressively, actively searching for the gifts that God has for us. That's important. Amen. If you go out to play a football game, which we will watch many of them this afternoon, but these guys have to give it all. I mean, if they go for three quarters and let down the fourth, they lose the game. And it's funny how they can score 21 points in a very short time, and they win the game because they're aggressive, they're assertive of the move that is going on so they can win the game. You want to win the game of life? You have to be assertive. You have to move on in and fan the fires, the flames of fire, of revival in your own personal life. You know, this conference right here that we're going to be having, you've got a picture of it. It is Elijah flying in to heaven into the chair with the chariot. The angels of God went and took a chariot and brought him up, and Elisha was waiting, and he said, if you see me when I go up, the mantle of God will fall down on me or on you, and you will have twice the miracle working power. I want to say, did Elisha said, oh, that would be so nice. And he went out and had dinner. You know, he went for a smorgasbord. No, I tell you what, the prophets even told him, say, hey, it's going to happen today. Elisha said, I know it's going to happen today. Well, yeah, well, he's going to be taken up today. They all told him about it. You know, and I said, aggressiveness of what he was going to receive. What are you receiving? Are you going to be aggressive to receive it today? Your healing today? I want my healing today. I want my financial miracle breakthrough today. That's what I prayed for. I asked the woman of God to pray miracles of finances.
Come on.
The gift of finances so that we can finance the move of God for this next season of time until the end is all closed up. Hallelujah. And I believe it. Well, how's it going to happen? I don't know, but I'm going to be aggressively looking, seeing. Lord, teach me. Bring me to that place. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're needing a healing, you just need to go and say, God, where's the miracles? Let that person that has that healing power and miracle working power lay hands on you. Hallelujah. We have to be aggressive, amen? I like aggressiveness. A growing zeal to be used in the gifts of the Holy Spirit isn't presumption. No, but rather it pleases God. Covet eagerly desires spiritual gifts. Covet desires spiritual gifts. I want the gift. I want this gift and I want that gift. God, show me how to be a man of God or a woman of God to raise my children properly. And you know what's going to happen? What's going to come? It'll be the gift of the fivefold ministry will come upon you to change you to understand apostolic message to send to your kids, prophetic message to speak to your kids, teaching ministry to how to teach the kids. You say, well, I don't know how to raise a child. God does. God does. An evangelistic message so the child is always stirred up and ready to, hey, I want to tell you about Jesus. What happened last night? Well, I prayed that prayer and Jesus come and he answered it. You'd be pretty evangelistic. You can get very evangelistic, really evangelistic. Evangelism is just telling people about the miracles of God. Yeah, I want to tell you what Jesus did for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you kind of catching this deal? All right. And so it tells us to walk and live in the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Okay? So if we walk in the Spirit, if we're walking in this place, desiring every gift that God has for us, every good and perfect gift that God has for us, we're not going to go back to that old way of life. Oh, I'm so worried about the body of Christ falling into sin. You know what? You don't have to worry about the body of Christ. If they're plugged in to what God has, they're never wanting to go back there. Right? And the church really, when Elisha was saying, I'm going to get the miracle working power of God in my life when I get that mantle. And when that mantle fell and he grabbed it, oh boy, I got the mantle. Now I'm going to go for lunch. Where's Hardee's, you know? No! He grabbed that mantle, he walked out, and then here it is, the very same thing that his teacher had taught him. He laid it down, and the river stopped, and he walked across on dry ground, and the prophets were looking, wow, what's went on? And it impressed them so much. It impressed the world so much that they bowed down and worshiped. I want the world to bow down and worship him. But it's through the gifts, it's through the miracles, it's through signs and wonders, it's through the power of a living God that's alive on planet Earth in you and through you. Amen? That's it. That's about it. But you have to know who you are. Identification, you know, Pastor Tom has really been pushing on prophetic words and grab a hold of your prophetic word. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because with that prophetic word comes gifts and things, because you know who you are. A baby cannot do much because they're a baby. But we're not babies anymore. We're the Elisha generation, grabbing the mantle of God when it's falling out of the heavenlies and saying, hey, I've been waiting for this. Oh, why don't you just wait, stay here, and I'm going to go on. Elisha was not going to go for that. No, I'm going to be with you. Elijah said, go ahead. No, I'm desiring, eagerly desiring that mantle of the spiritual gifts that you have for me. Yeah. Where do you think your salvation come from? What kind of gift is that? Wow. I'm going to heaven, and I'm not going to hell. I'm going to live with Jesus forever. I'm not living with the devil. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And if this life is good with Jesus, just think about the next life. Salvation is a gift from God, and God has. You know what? We should desire that gift and should keep on pumping it to everyone else, because, my goodness, they're going to live with Jesus forever if they make that commitment and understand that God loves them so much. So anyway, these gifts are very, very important in our lives, and I really believe that that's what he is going to do in this conference. We had the shift. You remember the shift last year? There was a shift in the spirit, and I really believe it happened. And we started seeking God in a new and living way. It was kind of, what's going on, God? We even stopped our programs. That's difficult for a church. We stopped our programs and said, okay, is this program helping us, hindering us, or are we just taking up space so we can say we're a good church? God didn't tell us to do all those programs, but if he did and we were obedient to it, then the blessings of God's going to come on. And I believe that God is ready to drop the mantle of the Holy Spirit upon us as a church. And we are in spiritual warfare right now. You don't realize it maybe, or maybe many of you do. There's, you know, some of his tricks are sickness. Some of his tricks are discouragement. Some of his tricks are depression. Some of his tricks, that's what the devil, he hasn't changed his format because it works so good for him. You know, he's been working this thing and he does that. And you're going, well, boy, I wonder what this is going on. Well, a good chance the enemy is trying to put something on you to keep you away from what God is going to reveal to you in this day and in this hour. And so in this, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We take spiritual authority over every enemy that the enemy, the devil, would send towards us in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we recognize in the name of Jesus that Satan does not have the authority God does. And if we're obedient, we will not spread wildfire. We will spread holy fire. And the holy fire is going to take over the earth and change our political systems. It's going to change our military systems. It's going to change every system on the earth as we continue to do the work of God. People are looking for the answers, and God has the answers. Amen. And he sends. He's not holding any good thing back from you. He's sending you all the good and perfect things. And Father, we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to stand to your feet, if you would. Just a moment of time. And we're not going to have prayer lines per se, but we are going to lay hands on each other. With the starting of this sermon, how are we going to get these spiritual gifts? Yeah, by the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It says, for this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. All right, well, that should be pretty good. I want you to lay hands on the person next to you. Just have somebody lay hands on you. All right. I'm gonna